Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line for the first time in 2019. And Martin, thanks very much for joining us and a Happy New Year to you.
And to you and Lee Patrick and all your listeners, and hopefully everybody got over the Christmas very well. It was great racing, as we said, and great weather for the first time for a long time. And we've two meetings this weekend today, Cork and Naas on Sunday, but we certainly had a feast of action over the Christmas.
And just briefly, Martin, give us your highlights and lowlights over the Christmas period.
Well, there's no doubt from a punting point of view, Patrick, it was certainly it was difficult. There was some surprise results, no more than Boover Dare getting beaten in the Christmas hurdle over in England. I thought Cando de Zobo was a very good winner at the King George. Great race. Pity Tissacat couldn't win it again, but I thought Cando de Zobo was very good. The highlight of Leopardstown for me, the most impressive winner, was definitely Kenboy in the Savills Chase. I thought it was a very, very good performance, and much better than he showed up to now. Great ride by David Mullins, seized the initiative at the halfway stage, sending him on. He jumped superbly and quickened away very well. Roche Respect was definitely unlucky that he didn't finish second, but I don't think he'd have beaten the winner, and he certainly is a realistic contender for the Goa Cup now. Appleshade was very good. It was great to see Fahim getting up. That was the real bit of a worry when he got a fall. It was a heavy enough fall. He'd never fallen before over hurdles, and it's just hopefully for a minute there it looked a bit dodgy, and thankfully he got up and he lived to fight another day. But Appleshade was superb once again, and you know, it was certainly lots of surprises other than that. Sam Crowe was disappointing, no doubt about that, and I suppose now we have to realise he's not going to be champion hurdler. I think either he won't probably run again this season to go over fences next season, but certainly his champion hurdle is now in tatters. But good racing overall, great crowds at Leopardstown. I was there a few days myself, and the weather really played ball.
Yeah, it did indeed. I was there myself for the final 2 days. It was a superb racing indeed, and a very impressive win as well by Delta Work. I think he is a horse who we could watch out for Cheltenham, Martin.
No doubt about that. The ground was definitely too lively for him, but he jumped fairly well, stays extremely well. I thought the Reachburg was very good on the Tuesday or on the Wednesday, which probably one of the few winners I did actually have, and he was very good that day too. But certainly Delta Work looks one for the RSA at this stage at Cheltenham in March.
Yeah, we're 9 weeks away now from the Cheltenham Festivals, and of course all the previews will be kicking off over the next couple of weeks. And so far, Martin, I don't think there's any real set banker that we could really latch on to for the Cheltenham Festival.
Well, that's true. I mean, Boover Dare looked the most likely one, but then when he got beat by a stable companion, Verdana Blue, that was a big shock. There's no question about that. Mike Bite was extremely disappointing again in the King George. That's the second time in a row now. Looks like he goes straight there now. He has to have a wind operation, so that was a big setback as well. So no question that it's very the only one I suppose that really, as usual, what he usually does is Altior. He looks a bit of a good thing now for the Queen Mother Champion Chase, like he always did. He's an impressive winner at Kempton there on the second day. But apart from him, it's very hard to say, you know, what other horse you would really be interested in backing. I suppose Apple's Jade, if she does line up in the Mayor's Hurdle, she'd be very hard to beat. But it's a possibility she'd go for the Champion Hurdle now. She's going for the Irish Champion Hurdle in a couple of weeks' time, and she's even in the Stayers Hurdle as well, so you wouldn't know what will happen there. But certainly apart from Altior, there's no bankers at the moment at Cheltenham.
No, and I'm sure we'll be touching more on that over the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll have a couple of pointers for you over the next 15 minutes or so. Let's get stuck into it then, Martin. Two meetings down for decision. The first of those at the Cork Racecourse in Mallow, where untimely weather seen the ground being soft to heavy in places on the hurdle and chase course. And we'll kick off with the opening race. That's the Women's Christmas Lunch rated novice hurdle, Martin. 2 miles of distance, and we've 7 decorations for this one.
Yeah, a little tricky here, all right, Patrick. The top one, Ballyneety, was a big disappointment at Punchdown last time. Before that, he looked a nice horse when winning at Gordon Park, and the rest worked out reasonably well. He showed a bit of promise last season as well in a bumper. I'd be able to forgive him that run at Punchdown. Not quite sure what actually happened, and he must have a big chance here. Lavertine, though, I think maybe for Noam Reid and Sean Flanagan might be the answer. He was a good winner of a maiden hurdle at Cork a couple of weeks ago. Court Maid has won last two races in good style, but this short trip here of 2 mile might be a little bit against her. I think Lavertine might just be good enough to beat Ballyneety.
The third race, Martin, is one of keen interest. It's the 3-year-old maiden hurdle, Martin, and very interesting to see Jimmy Mangan's Castlebrook entering this one.
Yeah, sure, the 3 mile trip won't be any problem for him. He must have a very good chance, Patrick. Probably hasn't lived up to expectations so far, but in saying that, this race might not take much winning, although Clinton Hill would certainly be a big danger from the William Mullins yard. Invincible Cave has had a couple of chances for Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy. Maybe the longer trip will suit him, but really I think Castlebrook has a very good chance here. Placed a couple of times now, but 3 miles will suit him. The soft ground will certainly suit him as well, and Robbie Power is on board, also for a good run here in that 125 event.
The big race, of course, is the 2.5 mile handicap hurdle, Martin, worth €25,000, and a quick turnaround for the Charles Burns trend, Kelly is Cool, who slipped up quite badly in Tramore at the start of the week.
I think this one could be interesting, all right, Patrick, off a low weight of 9.10, with Conor Orr claiming a valuable £5. But this is an extremely competitive race. No surprise that for the money on offer, it is very competitive indeed. Breck Strago, Rooster Burden, I think, for Paul Nolan. He was well fancied at Limerick over fences, but came down early in the race. But before that, he'd run some decent races. He was third at Cork on his seasonal comeback. And he must have a bit of a chance here for Brian Cooper and Paul Nolan. Michael Winters pulled off a big gamble with Chatham Street Lad in a similar type race at Cork before Christmas. Now, it wasn't as good a race as this, and he does have £10 more to carry, but he did win with a little bit in hand, and you would expect him to be one of the fancied ones here. Brave Out was a good second last week at Punchtown on New Year's Eve. It was quite a good effort there, with Great Trango for David Kelly. He's one that would love the testing ground, and he'd have a bit of a chance on his flat form. But I think Tremor Lad for Dermot McLaughlin is the one I'd beside him here. A good third at Navan to Salty Boy in a decent race before Christmas, was about early December, and I just think that was a decent effort. He has won over longer trips than this, and he has handled soft ground as well. He won at Ferry House on New Year's Day last season. I remember I was actually there that day. Dermot McLaughlin doing very well, and Barry Brown claiming a valuable £5 here. I think he gets the selection here, but a very open race with lots of horses with chances.
Another open race is the Beginner's Chase, Martin, again, with 14 runners going to post.
Yeah, this race is confined to horses that are rated less than 102 over hurdles and fences, so it isn't the strongest of contests, which is why it's a decent field, and it wouldn't be maybe obviously a stronger race as you would see normally Beginner's Chase at this time of year. Kilbarry Calling, I think, must have a good chance under JJ Slevin. Placed a couple of times second to Mrs. Lovett, a Turles over in the Mayor's Chase in November. That was quite a good effort, and just might be good enough here. The danger looks like Andrew McNamara's Epsilon Indy, second over hurdles at Limerick last time. Luke Dempsey's having a good season at the moment, and he's certainly riding 20 winners. He must have a good chance in that. But I go with Kilbarry Calling.
Handicap Chase, another competitive one going to post. A 3.05, Martin, again, with 11 declarations.
Yeah, Lil Shane is a very interesting horse here, I think, Patrick, top weight. It certainly has loads of ability, but sometimes doesn't always show it. Sometimes he's the type of horse who can dig in his heels and won't start at all. So if you are going to back him, sometimes you have to back him late and make sure he jumps off. But if he's on his best behaviour at Limerick over Christmas, and he won well and up £6 for that, would have a good chance here. Also another winner, recent winner, was Dance Away for Tom Nagle. He's up £7 with Danny Mullins on board and would have a decent chance. But I was looking Gordon Aylett or Carno here, the mount of Jack Kennedy. I just think second in a good race at Navan before Christmas behind Heath No Molly. Before that was second at Clonmel. He's due a win, I think, maybe heading into a handicap company for the first time. Might just see him home in front here.
And we've left out two races, Martin. The second race, the main hurdle and the bumper.
Yeah, fast book for Woody Mullins. Paul Townley only has two rides tomorrow, and of course he's still just leading the championship very narrowly, and the fast book, this one has come from France, wouldn't have to be brilliant, I think, to win this one. There's a lot of horses in it, but a lot of horses with not much good form on it either. Sky Marshall for Charles Burns could be interesting, came from England with some reasonable form. Well, Emily Moon for Jessica Harrington won a bumper first time out, but disappointed last time in a stronger bumper. I think Woody Mullins normally can produce a good one from France at Cork, and fast book could be the one in that maiden hurdle. In the bumper, not easy to know the story. The best one with farm is a horse called Behind the Curtain for Nomead, second on his last run at Punchtown in October. Might be good enough to win here, but you'd have to maybe keep an eye out on one or two first time outers and just keep an eye on the betting. But I think on farm, Behind the Curtain has a good chance.
Okay, so that's the Cork Racecourse card on Saturday, 12:20 kick-off there. Before we look at the next card on Sunday, Martin, of course, we saw a huge development in Irish racing during the week. Of course, on New Year's Day, we saw for the first time Racing TV taking on the Irish Pictures.
That's right, I was watching it myself. There's a free trial every day for 3 hours per day. It comes on at 11:45 to 3:15, and beyond tonight actually as well for Dundalk. I think it starts at 11:45 and finishes at 11:45. It's a new departure. Unfortunately, we don't have that race anymore, and it was certainly a busy day on Tuesday. I was watching it myself. There were 6 meetings on, Patrick, and it was a bit like being in a betting office. We're going from one race to the other straight away. Did well, I suppose, to get all the races shown. It remains to be seen how successful it's going to be. Hopefully it will be fine. I can see it certainly won't be as busy on days, say this weekend. I think there's only 3 meetings on tomorrow, so Cork will get plenty of coverage. Nace on Sunday is going to be very good because there's only one meeting on. Well, Dundalk tonight also will only have one meeting on as well, and I think, you know, there's plenty of good presenters there. The familiar Gary O'Brien and Kevin O'Ryan partnership has worked so well for that race that they should work very well again. You've got Kate Harrington on board as well. Ruby Walsh will be there as well, and Don McLean, a much respected broadcaster himself, a very, very good man at the farm book. They're a good Irish team. It'll take a while to bet in, there's no question about that, but the Pictures in HD look really well, and I think hopefully it'll be a success going forward.
Yeah, will be indeed. I'm sure we'll be touching on it over the next couple of weeks while the issues are starting to be ironed out. Let's look then at the first of the grade ones then for 2019, Martin, at Sunday, of course, at Naas. And before we touch on the card itself, there's a big tote rollover this weekend.
That's right, the Pick 6 can roll over 142,000, Patrick. And for the first time now that they started, they kind of changed the minimum stake. It used to be 50 cents, and you could do 50 cents or a euro. Now you can do as low as 10 cents. You can do 20 cents, 30 cents, 40 cents, any combination you like. And that helps a lot. Because of strange results at Leopardstown over the Christmas period, we hadn't got a one hardy on any day there. So it's been rolled over a few times now, and it stands at 142,000 as we speak at the moment. So I think it should go to a good figure on Sunday. With a couple of smallest races, I think this is certain, the bet will certainly be won. All right, there's a three horse race there for the 120, in which Campidor is probably going to be Sharpe's favourite for Gordon Elliott. So, you know, if anyone can do a bet, you can do it online with the tote, you can obviously do it as well at the race meeting itself. But it's just interesting, it'd be nice to start the new year with a good turnover here. And 142,000 should definitely, I would hope, get over 200,000 in the pool. And you never know, you could win a decent money if you're lucky enough to strike in a few winners.
Well, Martin, we're hoping that you can pick out the six winners for us now, Martin. And I suppose you mentioned about the small fields. Well, the opening race isn't that short of a field, because as 19 goes to the opener, that is the maiden hurdle due off at 10 to 1.
Yeah, competitive race indeed, Patrick. And I do like Jessica Hanson's here, Barrington Court. I was at Naas or Navendare a couple of weeks ago, and she won a listed bumper in a very, very impressive style. She went down narrowly when she was third in a maiden hurdle at Naas a couple of weeks ago behind Relegate. That was a decent mare's maiden hurdle. She's getting £7 off the geldings here. I think she's, with that benefit of experience behind her over hurdles, I think she could take plenty of beating in this one. She looks a good mare. Mark Walsh has been in great form, and he takes the mount on her. There are a couple of good bumper winners against her, though. Of course, Val Jew for No Mead won at Down Royal and Stephen's Day. After finishing second on a few occasions. Final list was an easy winner at Tramore for Gordon Elliott and would be the mount of Jack Kennedy. While Queen's Boulevard was a dual bumper winner for Winnie Mullins, although she finished well behind Barrington Court at Navan, you'd expect her to go well over hurdles, and she could be interesting too. But I think Barrington Court will take plenty of beating.
The three horse race you mentioned, Martin, a very interesting novice race as well, probably only a two horse race, and one of them actually won their bumper there a little over three seasons ago.
That's right indeed, and Articulum certainly wouldn't be without a chance here for Terence O'Brien. He's a very good horse, this fellow. I just think he probably wants softer ground, Patrick, than we get on Sunday. But in saying that, it was a good effort behind Get Aboard at Punchtown on his first run over the fence. That was a very good effort indeed. He was beaten seven lengths, but Get Aboard is a very good horse. In fact, he just narrowly got beaten at Limerick in the Grade 1 on St. Stephen's Day. I think he was a little unlucky. The last fence mistake certainly halted his momentum. Without that mistake, he might just have held on. But that form is very good, and Articulum is getting £6 off the previous winner in the race, Campidor, for Gordon Elliott and Mark Wallace. Now, Campidor is a classy horse. He was rated 150 over hurdles, but his problem has been his jump. And now, the last time he jumped very well under Keith Dunhu to win at Ferry House, but before that he came down on just the second fence at Navan on his first run over fences, and even over hurdles he fell in a few times as well. So really, granted a clear round, I think he probably would be good enough to beat Articulum, but you have to have that worry about him when it comes to fences. So Articulum should put it up to him in a very interesting affair.
That's leg two of the Pick Six. Let's jump to leg four then, Martin, because that's the handicap chase over 2 miles with seven going to post.
Yeah, well, Rachel Blackmore is still continuing to ride plenty of winners, and she really has a good chance here on number two, Arbico Blue, for Henry de Rampeter, who's had a tremendous Christmas period. He had eight winners in 4 days. Henry really having had horses in tremendous form. And this Arbico Blue was a good second to Duke of Tay on his first run over fences there at Ferry House in November. That was quite a good effort. I think it might be good enough to win here. Punches Cross for Joseph O'Brien would be a big danger. A winner over this course and distance at Naas on the 18th of December in a week, much weaker contest, but he's gone up £8 for that. Won very well on that occasion though, and looks ready to step up and make his presence felt again here. Camino came down early at Leopardstown, but it's probably better than that. Well, Presenting Murder can also pop in with some good runs if allowed her own way in front for the Patrick Ryan stable. I think it's an interesting race, but I think Arbica Blue and Punches Cross with the main two, and slight preference for Arbica Blue and Rachel Blackmore.
Leg five is the 2 mile Adair Manor opportunity handicap hurdle, where we have 19 going to post.
This certainly won't be easy here at all, Patrick. 19 in a low grade handicap is difficult enough. I was looking at maybe Ming Dynasty for the Gavin Cromwell yard. That's gone fairly well on his last two runs, second at Ferry House before Christmas and then third over Christmas at Limerick. Conor McNamara takes the mount here, a good young claimer, to say he claims four in this race and would have a decent chance. Bridge Native, number three in the card, is a good chance for Dot Love and Conor Orr as well. Second on his last two runs now, which would be good form. British Art won last time for Marshall Watson and goes up 5 £3 for that. He's number 8 on the card with a bit of a chance. Well, Aoife's Beau for Terence O'Brien is another one. It was second at Galway in October. They would be my four in this field. I was going to do a kind of a pick six bet, but I do like the chance that Bridge Native, I think, might be due a win.
And if you're lucky enough, Martin, you might be running down into the last, into the Mayor's Beginner's Chase, due off at 320, might be looking facing into a £200,000 prize pot.
It'd be nice indeed, and but eight runners here, and Mayor's Beginner's Chase is a tricky one, this one, even though there's only eight runners. High School Days for Henry de Bromhead, Rachel Blackmore, has first rate claims after a good tour to Community of Cot in a listed race at Cork before in early December. That was a good effort. This would be an easier assignment for her, and she definitely is one for the shortlist here. Mary DeVee, formerly trained by Winnie Mullins, was a very good mare over hurdles, and surprisingly now it's actually gone to the Paul Nolan stable. They must have bought her at the sale, I think. Brian Cooper rides her, and just her last couple of runs suggested that maybe she had enough of the hurdles, so be interested to see how she goes over the fences. Missy Taffer, Gardinelli, was a very good four-year-old a couple of seasons ago, but hasn't ran for nearly 2 years now, but she had, looks like she's been ready to run because she's had a fair few number of engagements over the Christmas, but obviously she looks ready to certainly play her part here with Davey Russell on board. The other one I was looking at is Grey Water for Joseph O'Brien. I thought this one didn't actually run too bad. Went fifth at Limerick last week in a very good Mayor's Beginner's Chase, won by Prava Laguna at Limerick last Saturday. That was quite a good effort. And I just think maybe getting £6 off the older horses here, she might have a good chance. And she would be my easy selection under JJ's 11.
Okay, so that is the five of the six legs. The sixth leg then, of course, is leg number three. That is the opening grade one of 2019, the Laurels of Naas Novice Hurdle. Nine will go to Post Martin, and it is one of the cracking races to kick off 2019.
It really is indeed, Patrick. This race is the fifth year now as a grade one, and it's getting better and better every year. Like last year, it was won by Next Destination, went on and won at the Punchdown Festival. It's a very good race again this year, it has to be said. Some very interesting prospects. A lot of horses have won last time out in maiden hurdles, now stepping up to grade one company, but full of potential, a lot of these horses. I suppose the likely favourite probably would be Tornado Flyer for William Mullins. Winner of the Punchdown Champion Bumper last April, had run well in the Cheltenham before that, he was placed in that as well. Made a pleasing introduction over hurdles when winning well at Punchdown in the maiden hurdle there in early December. The Formula race has taken one or two knocks, although the fourth and fifth horse did win since then, but the second and third one got beaten well last week in Leopardstown. And saying that, like Tornado Flyer, if Willie Mullins is a sole representative here, or sorry, another one, a horse called Get a Reason, if he is, he's won this race three times in the last 4 years, Willie Mullins, he knows what it takes to win, and he obviously has a big chance in this one. The two of Elliot's were very interesting. I thought Battle Over Diane was one of the best winners I've seen for a long time when he won at Navan there before Christmas. He'd earlier won a bumper first him out in impressive style. He also won a pint of pint as well. He won his hurdle very easily at Navan. The second horse didn't do the farm much good at Ferry House last Tuesday, but in saying that, he won by 13 lengths. He looks a really exciting prospect, this Battle Over the End. I think he's got a really good chance of winning this. The Sabre Companion Commander Fleet found the 2 mile trip too short in the Royal Bond Navan's hurdle, kept coming in last of the four, but that farm received a boost when the third one, Aramon, went on and won a grade one race at Leopardstown over Christmas. So Commander Fleet stepping up to 2.5 miles certainly must have a big chance as well. Joseph Bryan, Lone Wolf, was a good winner in his first start over hurdles at Ferry House, and Come to Me was another one for Willie Mullins there. He won well at Cork before Christmas, so a really strong contest. I like Battle Over Diane. I think he just might be good enough to be Tornado Flyer, with possibly Commander Fleet fighting it out as well. A very good race in prospect, and a good start to the new year hopefully in prospect here.
Yeah, should be a great crowd indeed up there at Naas, and really looking forward to the action there at the Kildare venue. Grade 1 action, of course, and superb card there at Naas, and a great card at Cork as well tomorrow. Before we let you go, Martin, just to give a word to Sandown tomorrow, of course, their opening grade 1 of the UK season is the Tallworth Novice Hurdle. But just what we want to look at is, of course, Lorena for William Mullins, who's making her return in the Mayor's Listed Hurdle, and she's going to be a long, long odds-on favourite.
She will indeed. She only got three rivals to beat her, Patrick, and just the way things have gone now in the Champion Hurdle front in the last couple of weeks, with the likes of Boober there getting beat, and Samco as well. Like, she was a very good mare last season, won the Mayor's Novice terribly well, won well at the Ferry House after that as well. She looks a very, very exciting mare, but if she's going to be anything like a Champion Hurdle, she's got to win this very, very easily, and hopefully if she does, she can maybe come back here for the Irish Champion Hurdle at Leopardstown in the 2nd or 3rd of February on that great big Dublin Festival weekend. I say that's probably the plan at the moment. She's been waiting for soft ground. She has it tomorrow. It's a very weak enough contest. She's £17 ahead on ratings alone, and it would be a big surprise if she got beaten. She's going to be an unbackable price, won't they? 8, but hopefully she can stake her claim, because we really do need that champion hurdle. Someone to step forward now and stake a claim after some very funny results the last couple of weeks. I think Lorena is a very good mare, and maybe she followed the lines of Annie Power, of course, who won the champion hurdle in 2016 for Bruce Rickey and Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh.
Yeah, and we'll be watching that with close eyes tomorrow at 10 to 2 when that race will be kicking off. So, Martin, that's our first preview of the Horse Racing Ireland preview in association with Cork Racecourse Mallow. And before we wrap up, of course, two meetings down for decision at both Cork and Naas over the weekend. So, let's get your best bets of the weekend.
And the 155 at Cork, then, Patrick, I'd be interested in Dromore Lad. I think it's a very good chance. When it's 3:05, I'll go along with Sir Carno. At Naas on Sunday, I'd be happy to go along with Battle Over Diane in the 1 o'clock, or sorry, the 150, the Grade 1 race. And possibly later on the card, then, I'll go with Arvika Blue in the 220 for a race to Blackmore, Henry de Bonhead.
Martin, thanks very much for joining us. Happy New Year to you and all your colleagues up at Horse Racing Ireland. And I'm sure we'll be catch up again next weekend. We'll be looking forward to Fairy House and Punchestown.
Thanks very much indeed, Patrick. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.